Through the star-studded purlieus of the second galaxy, the black, airless, lightless vessel sped. Through the reaches vaster and more tenuous far of intergalactic space, into the Tellurian galaxy, up to a solar system shunned then as now by all uninvited intelligences, dread and dreaded, Aresia. Not close to the planet did even the two of Boscone venture, but stopped at the greatest distance at which a torpedo could be directed surely against the target. But even so, the vessel of the Ike had punctured a screen of mental force, and as Eichlin extended a tentacle toward the firing mechanism of his missiles, watched in as much suspense as they were capable of feeling by the planet-bound Seven of Boscone, a thought as penetrant as a needle and yet as binding as a cable of tempered steel drove into his brain. "Hold!" that thought commanded, and Eichlin held, as did also his fellow Bosconian. Both remained rigid, unable to move any single voluntary muscle, while the other seven of the council looked on in uncomprehending amazement. Their instruments remained dead, since those mechanisms were not sensitive to thought. To them nothing at all was occurring. Those seven leaders of the Ike knew that something was happening, something dreadful, something untoward, something very decidedly not upon the program they had helped to plan. They, however, could do nothing about it. They could only watch and wait. "Ah, 'tis Lan and Amp of the Ike," thought resounded within the minds of the helpless twain. "Truly, the elders are correct. My mind is not yet competent, for although I have had many facts instead of but a single one upon which to cogitate, and no dearth of time in which to do so, I now perceive that I have erred grievously in my visualization of the cosmic all. You do, however, fit nicely into the now enlarged scheme, and I am really grateful to you for furnishing new material with which for many cycles of time to come I shall continue to build. Indeed, I believe that I shall permit you to return unharmed to your own planet. You know the warning we gave Helmuth, your minion. Hence your lives are forfeit for violating knowingly the privacy of Aresia. But wanton or unnecessary destruction is not conducive to mental growth. Therefore, you are at liberty to depart.